Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. We have 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have high pressure over the northeastern Pacific that's going to weaken later today. If you heard the weather earlier, we have a front moving in tonight that's going to bring us some rain. And another frontal system looks to brush by our northern waters on Friday, and then high pressure returns. So what's starting to happen? And I don't know, I stuck my nose out the door this morning and I felt that first tinge of autumn in the air. We're starting to approach that autumn weather pattern where the weather kind of seesaws back and forth, and meteorological fall starts at September 1st. So we are sort of starting that slide into September fall weather. Today we have north winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming northwest 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15. Wind waves from the northwest 2 feet high at about 4 seconds apart. West swells 3 feet at 9 seconds, and patchy fog is in the forecast this morning. Well, and today I want to talk with you about quite an extraordinary thing. Norway has ceased all cruise ships with more than 100 people on board from disembarking at its ports as of Monday after an outbreak of COVID-19 that I reported to you earlier this week on the Ship Report. But it's quite a startling quote from the CEO of the company, Hurtigruten, that was running those cruises. He said, "We have failed. I apologize strongly on behalf of the company." So this is a kind of I'm sure that cruise companies and shippers all over the world are watching this situation because they were doing a lot to stop the COVID-19 virus. They were doing all the right things, so to speak, and still they had a serious outbreak on a ship. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, 8 in our Astoria anchorages, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the African gannet. The gannet is a beautiful seabird. She's arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed for the Vancouver anchorage upriver from here. Potash will be her cargo when she finally goes to the port of Portland. She passed Astoria about 3:30 a.m. Could be in Vancouver by about 9:30 this morning. The Saga John Daya is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, also headed for Vancouver, Washington, to a berth that handles break bulk cargo, big pieces of equipment or things. Could be wind turbine parts coming in. She probably passed Astoria about 7:30 this morning. Could be in Vancouver by about 1:30 p.m. The ATB Island Monarch, she's an articulated tug and barge rig arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland to a berth that handles petroleum. They also handle asphalt, and that's an interesting cargo to talk about for a minute. Asphalt, as you know, is an ingredient in the cement and things, you know, road paving materials and things like that. And on an ATB like this, if she is carrying asphalt, that cargo has to be heated in order to keep it liquid enough to be pumped out of the tanks. And if the heating were to fail, it could just seize up in there and be a big block of essentially like asphalt inside the... So just an example of how different cargoes have to be handled in order to maintain them, their ability to be moved from one place to another. So that would be carried in tanks on board a vessel like this. She'll pass Astoria about around 1:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland around 7:30 p.m. The Lyra Leader is arriving from Japan, headed for Vancouver. Her cargo is Subaru, so a high-sided car carrier. She'll probably pass Astoria inbound around 10:30 p.m., so you might see her running lights going by Astoria. She'll be in Vancouver by about 4:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. And she'll do a quick turnaround. Those car carriers are usually in port less than 24 hours. They just drive the cars off, turn around, complete their paperwork, and kind of get out of Dodge and head back down the river. So not very much of a break for anyone on board in port on those car carriers. And container ships are pretty much the same way. They offload their containers and they turn around and head downriver. In our Astoria anchorages, we have the Cardinal heading to Kalama today at about 9 a.m. from the Astoria anchorage. She's picking up corn, soy, or wheat up there. She'll leave about 9 and be in Kalama probably about 2 p.m. That leaves some ships at anchor. The Antica SB, the African Loon, the African Alki, the Sea Charm, the Global Eternity, the Mastro Nikos, and the ATB Commitment, which is awaiting orders. And it looks like she is going to head up river to a berth upriver in August, toward the end of August. So she could be sitting out there for quite a while this month. And our outbounders, the Elegant Ace, is a car carrier leaving Vancouver with Subarus on board. She's leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The SM King Dao is a container ship leaving Portland at 5 p.m. She was on the schedule to leave yesterday, and she didn't, so something must have changed with her schedule. She could pass Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. The Carlino is leaving Portland with potash. She was in the anchorage off Astoria recently, leaving around 8 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. And the Southern Highway is leaving Portland, the Port of Portland, with Hyundais on board around 9 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. Well, let's talk about cruise ships. This is from Reuters, a story from Reuters. I'll just read part of it to you. Norway stopped all cruise ships with more than 100 people on board from disembarking at its ports from Monday after an outbreak of COVID-19 was reported late last week on a ship that had already disembarked from the port of Tromsø. At least 41 passengers and crew who were on board the cruise ship MS Roald Amundsen, and I talked with you about this earlier this week on the Ship Report, was operated by Norwegian company Hurtigruten, have so far tested positive for the coronavirus, while hundreds more on board were told to self-isolate for 10 days, local public health officials said on Sunday. Norway is in touch with Germany, Denmark, Austria, the Philippines, and Latvia, as passengers and crew on board came from these countries, officials said. Ships that have already departed will be able to offload passengers and crew at Norwegian ports, but those yet to start journeys will not be able to do so, Norwegian Health Minister Bent Høie said. The new rules are in effect for at least the next 14 days. The pandemic is not over, Høie told a news conference. The Nordic country of 5.4 million inhabitants had reopened most of society in recent weeks as it got the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Some 9,000 infections have been reported in Norway as of Monday, with 256 deaths. Hurtigruten was the first cruise ship operator worldwide to return an ocean-going cruise ship to service in mid-June, touting reduced passenger capacity, social distancing, and strict rules on hygiene. It will now suspend all so-called expedition cruises until further notice. So this shows the international nature of cruise ships, all those countries where crew members are from, and now those folks have to deal with being repatriated, possibly after having had the coronavirus. So, as I said, the cruise industry and all shippers, I would imagine, with staffers on board, are watching this very carefully. They did take all the measures that were thought to be enough. Fewer passengers, severe hygiene, very strict hygiene measures, and reduced boarding capacity, just all these things that they thought were really going to make a difference, and it did not. So, that apology, "We have failed," said the CEO of the company. "I apologize strongly on behalf of the company." So expedition cruises are ones in which people get off the ship and go ashore at ports like people. I mean, I don't know if you would say the cruises that come here are considered to be expedition cruises, but certainly ones that go to less populated areas where people are doing adventurous hikes and things. But basically, an adventure cruise can be one where people get off the ship in port. So So there was no quarantine for the crew before they got on the ship, and that's an interesting difference between other ships. I don't know if you heard the Ship Report I did recently with Alicia Johnson, who is a daughter of Captain Robert Johnson, a bar pilot here in town. She's an Astoria gal, and she is now an officer on board a cable ship, and they really did a lengthy quarantine of their staff before they will allow any of them on the ship. So this is kind of an ominous sign for the cruise ship industry, because this was supposed to be the entry back into cruising for at least some companies. So we'll just have to see how that goes. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.